Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos.
It's Estraman.
We are coming to you. We want to do our audio edification.
We do.
And encourage you. Mm-hmm. Today, we went out, got up. The Lord gave us another day.
He did.
Praise God for that. We're always thankful for another day.
Right.
And we went out and we stood outside a Baptist church in Tennessee. And it was a typical man-made religious preach. We got our post up. It'll be linked up at the top. Mm-hmm. Lots of videos, lots of audio, lots of shameful ways at this Baptist church. This one, they had an armed guard that came up and addressed us as we were sitting on a public sidewalk, peaceful. He did get the gospel. He took a gospel card, which was awesome. But yeah, they had an armed guard there. And then the typical leaders hid, and no man came and brought the Bible. They all denied the word of God. The four men that came to talk to us denied the word of God and made up a bunch of false doctrine. So you can go check out that link.
Yeah,
and check out the video, the audio. Why do we do this? Well, a lot of people stood and listened and took pictures. Hopefully they'll go on the website and test themselves.
Yeah, right.
Then this will go up on the internet to be a mark against them for years and years to come. Hundreds, if not thousands, of cars drove by and saw our gospel signs.
I know.
Beeping,
like,
waving.
Non-stop.
Brother Zelos handed out some gospel cards to them.
Yeah.
And so we do it because God calls us to do it for his glory. We do it because we love our neighbor. We do it to contend for the truth. And if you go to the testing that we, or the post that we posted, you'll see a lot of the reasons why we go: to refute lies that damn people's souls and to hopefully bring someone to repentance.
Right.
What'd you think about that preach today, Sister Amin?
Pretty typical of man-made religion.
Yeah.
But pretty typical of what God's people do too,
right?
Standing for it.
We
so
stand.
It's light against darkness.
Amen.
So
we stand, we be a light, we tell the truth,
uh-huh.
We call them to repentance. So you had a couple thoughts about what went on. Like in particular, I remember the lady afterwards.
Yeah. After we were done, we were walking back to our vehicles and this woman pulled up in a car right where we were parked, and she jumped out and had a bag of water.
Some water and some food.
Yeah. And she gave it over, and then I went to talk to her. Brother Zelos gave her a gospel card, and I went to talk to her.
Well, wait. I asked her why she's giving it. She said, because we were so brave.
Yeah, that's right. She did. She said she respects us for being so brave. She wanted to give it to us. So it did something to her. She really wasn't interested in talking with me about truth, but I warned her anyway, and I did say that, you know, giving gifts, it doesn't do any good unless it's done in spirit and truth.
Amen.
You know, basically, you do things like that outside of the Lord, your works are going to be burned up.
Yeah.
And I was going to read Matthew 10:42. A lot of people think this when they bring you something to drink. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. But the problem is they forget to read verse 41. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And then it goes on to the drink.
Yeah, what that's telling us is it's we see this all the time. People bring us some water or something, and while it's a nice gesture, I think they think they're going to get a blessing from God because they did something nice. But just bringing water is not the point. The point is receiving the prophet or the disciple or the message,
right?
Embracing it. That means obeying God's word. That means being on the side of God. That means uniting with them, not just here's some water.
And then pushing back like she did. Even though she said she didn't want to, I tried to encourage her to go deeper and warned her about her man-made religious system. And she kept the gospel card. So who knows? You know, sometimes people push back in the flesh.
Right.
And then maybe go away and think about it. Because the flesh doesn't want to hear it, so it could rise up.
Maybe she'll go test herself.
Yeah, I hope so.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, praise God.
We love the fact that we get to stand and proclaim truth, and we get to defend God's word from all the heresy and the false ways and the people that mock it. And again, not one leader brought their Bible. They all hid. And not one man brought a Bible, but the men that did talk to us just denied God's word, laughed about it. And so check it all out on the videos, on the audios.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we go out, we learn something from it. What'd you learn, Sister Amin?
I learned how to just stand for the Lord.
Yeah.
To stand there, to stand against evil, to stand for the light, in the light.
Yeah.
With the people who are in the light.
Right.
And then it always reminds me, I always try to keep my heart right to where you don't get bitter or resentful or looking at everybody like, yeah, maybe nobody even wants it here, We don't know
right.
what's going on in these people. So you just keep it neutral and you just praise the Amen. Lord for it all and let him take care of it all.
Yeah, we just keep our eyes on Christ and we keep doing consistently what he's called us to do. So yeah. I always learn that. Just be consistent, preach the gospel, tell the truth, expose the lies, call people to repentance, do it in love and boldness, and trust in the Holy Spirit's going to do his work in those people, however it works out, either to their condemnation or to their glorification with God one day. But yeah. that's not my business. My business is to do what God's called us to do, mm-hmm. and then our hands are clean and we move on.
Right.
Which we'll be doing tomorrow.
Yeah. While we were out there, a man was walking down the sidewalk from quite a ways away, and Brother Zealous went and talked to him for quite a bit.
Yep.
And then the man ended up going back the same direction he came, so he must have came down to see what was going
yep,
on.
Yep, he did. And some people yeah. in the cars driving by got gospel cards, uh-huh. and so yeah, it was an awesome morning. We praise God for it. It was a beautiful sunny day. Oh, race car going by.
yeah,
we're parked right by the road here. It was kind of a loud car just drove by.
Yeah.
Yeah, so everything was awesome.
Uh-huh.
And we're thankful that we get to do those things in peace. And we keep our witness intact.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of witness, I got a couple other points here, but I'll just say this one here. I was talking to sister today. I said, you know, there's one thing nice about having a website that has all the doctrines laid out, all the teachings, the audios, the videos, and also who we are, what we do, and a consistent track record, because when people look us up, we're not just nobodies.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. So I can see that. Proverbs says a good reputation is better than riches, basically. Uh-huh. And so I can tell that when we show up with our little handmade signs and looking the way we look, people probably think, uh-oh, these people look like they're trouble. We're going to cause trouble. And then I can almost see it changes when they go to our website.
Yeah, because we see people.
They get on their phones.
We can read their lips when they say yep. don'tperish.com or follow yep. the gospel.
And they go to their phones.
Yeah.
And they see what we do and they go, oh, and I think it's a twofold thing. One hand, I think they have a sigh of relief going, oh, okay, these people do this. They do it all the time. They're not dangerous. They're not here to cause trouble. They probably get a relief from that and go, all right, this is just what they do. But then when they see how organized we are, mm-hmm. how in order we are, how we expose these false teachings, how we defend the truth boldly, then I think they go, oh, we better be careful. And then people don't want videos taken of them. They don't want audios to go out. Why?
Right.
Because they're going to get exposed in their darkness and in their heresy. Today, a man, the video was running. He's like, don't take video, don't take video. I said, we're in a public place. I can promise you when they're at their sporting events or their kids are in their sporting events, they love the video cameras running then.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
when they're getting exposed for sin and error, they don't want it. So that's a great point. Having a good reputation, that's why we put it on the internet, so people see what we do and they know what we're about.
Yeah, and what they can see, one big thing they can see is we're not like some of those YouTube, whatever you want to call those YouTube people that's just what they do is sensationalist.
They
and
do
stuff
for clicks.
We have teachings yep. and articles and audios and videos and travel yep. and how to be in van life and godly women things.
Right.
We're like, we have everything on there so they can see we're not just out trying to do something, you know, sensational.
Yeah, I think people see when they go on our website, they quickly see we're not just troublemakers.
Yeah.
We're preaching the gospel. This is what we do. We're verified. We're peaceful. We have a good reputation. Never been arrested yet, although one day that might come to an end if they tell me I can't preach in the street. But till then, we're peaceful. We have a great reputation. And so, yeah, they have nothing on us. And that's awesome for God's glory.
Yeah, we'll be reproached, but not because of the
right.
bad things
they lie about us, yeah.
But because, yep, they're lying yeah. because of their
What's your issues? Other point you got for us today, Sister Alma? And I got a whole bunch of verses you and I are going to share on
joy.
Joy, yeah, we're going to talk about
that.
But what else do you have?
That one guy that came up to talk, I thought the little child was going to run out in that street. I stepped over in front. A man was by his truck. A Brother Zealous was saying, come, let's talk about the words. And he had three children. Or talk about the word and truth.
Like a three-year-old.
Yeah, and the little one came running up the hill. It was a little incline there, and I kind of stepped over because she was, like, going to run out in the traffic, and her dad caught her right ahead. I
traffic.
Mean, I wasn't going to let her.
Big-time traffic.
Yeah, and it was interesting because it brought him, that incident brought him right up there by us, and he was
for about
talking.
15 minutes.
Yeah, and one of the things he zeroed in on, which many of them, they do, they
this
zero
was
in
weird.
On defending
this,
their sin.
This
yeah.
was weird.
And he said it several times. Is it all about the absence of sin or about the presence of atonement? And I was looking up, I mean, we'd be here all night if we're going to read scriptures on absence of, or withholding from sin.
Right.
I'll just do Romans 6:12. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lusts thereof. And keep reading all over the place. You can see a lot more of it. And I wanted to read one on atonement. So there's a whole bunch of them on sin.
Right.
And I just looked up the word atonement because he used it.
Right.
I found one in the New Testament. Romans 5:11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I know there's a lot more to it than just that.
Right.
But I'm just using his specific words if you want to look into that. I mean, we're constantly told about the sin. The only reason Christ came was because of our sin and the fall in the beginning. And so he just kept bringing that up.
Yeah, I think that's a good topic to talk about quickly. So when we talk about the atonement, the evangelicals, let's see, how do I say this? The evangelicals look at it this way. The evangelicals look at the atonement and they say, because they have an atonement for their sin, they no longer care about leaving their sin. They say the atonement takes care of our sin, even though we sin a lot.
Past, present, and future.
Right. They say one atonement once for all. That means we don't have to worry about stopping sin because he did the atonement. Whereas biblical saints that are born of God know that the atonement came to give us the eligibility to be forgiven of our sin and to call us from our sin. Mm-hmm. We don't continue sinning because of the atonement. The atonement covers our sin past. It will cover our sin present when we repent. And in the future, when we do falter, which we all will in sin, it's covered when we repent. But if we willfully live in sin, the atonement has no effect.
Right.
Hebrews 10:26, we were quoting that, says that there's no sacrifice for willful sin. So we view it very different. They look at the atonement and go, oh, I can sin all I want. We look at the atonement and go, whoa, we can be forgiven. We need to stop sinning.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit teaches us that we obey God. And today I quoted a man, Hebrews 5:9, and he shook his head and said, no, it doesn't say that. Christ was made perfect and he made the way of eternal life for those who obey him. And he said, no, that doesn't say that. And we just sent him off because he was denying God's word. Right. We obey and we have an atonement. If you don't obey, you don't get the atonement.
Right. I think when they get that philosophy, it's one of those things they use to lift the atonement up so high, which is awesome, that it makes the absence of sin of no importance.
Right.
And it can cause great confusion on people who might be new, thinking, well, Christ's death.
You know how you can refute that? Go look at the Old Testament.
Oh,
God gave them all those commandments, and then God had atoning sacrifices for them. Guess what? Because they had an atonement, did they not have to keep Torah? No, that was to fill in the gap where they didn't keep Torah and they fell down and God said, I won't destroy you because I have an atonement.
Right.
If they would have said, oh, we have an atonement, now we don't have to worry about keeping Torah, God, that's where the filthy rags came in.
Uh-huh.
They were doing God's rituals and they were still sinning. And God said, because you are trampling my rituals and my atonements and my Sabbaths,
yep.
Now you're filthy rags because none of it's any good. God wants a willing participant in the covenant, trying their best to flee all sin. In fact, I should probably read this verse real quick. Romans 6, this just shoots them right in the foot. Romans 6:16. For you know not that whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are whom you obey, whether of sin to death. Wait a minute, I thought we have an atonement. No, you still shouldn't sin on. Or obedience unto righteousness. And what we quoted the man today that shook his head and said no was James 2 to go along with this. When he said, you're too much on the law and works. We said works are part of faith. He said, oh no. James 2:24. Ye see how then that by works a man is justified and not by faith alone. Your works justify your saving faith. The two go together. Faith and works, works and faith go together. So yeah, that was interesting when that man said that, because they want to look at the atonement and go, I get to sin all I want now, right? We look at the atonement and go, thank you for not killing us. We want to obey you.
Right, exactly.
We want to obey you.
Yeah, I don't know how anybody can read Romans 6 and even think that.
Oh, so many verses.
Just that one chapter.
John 14, John 15. I mean, all over.
It's all over the place, the whole New Testament.
Hebrews 12. I mean, it just goes on and on about obedience and required, what God requires of us. And he makes a way, he makes us eligible for the atonement of Christ if we forsake our sins, if we walk in this covenant, right, if we turn from our false ways, if we live in them willfully, there is no hope of salvation to come.
Right. I was thinking about John 8:11. Go and sin no more.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is all about the absence of sin.
This is what I said to the man today, and ready? This is the same man. Three times we asked him, and he was totally stumped and dumbfounded. We said, sir. He said, we're just all a bunch of sinners. I said, sir, what sin can you not leave by the power of the Holy Spirit? He looked at me, and then he changed the subject, and we took him back to it two times. He couldn't answer. No one can answer that. What sin can you not overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit?
That's like one of those questions. If he answers it one way, or he answers it the other way, he's in trouble no matter what he says.
And their theology is very backwards because on one hand they tell you, ready? This is really strange. On their doctrinal statement, most Baptists and people of the evangelical ilk will tell you, well, perseverance of the saints, all true believers will persevere and they won't go off and live in sin. Oh. Yet they all walk up and tell us we're all a bunch of sinners.
They do. I know. It's incredible.
It's a total confusion, and that confusion is not of God.
No, it's not.
1 Corinthians tells us that.
Right.
Yeah. What else you got, Sister Amin?
I have a whole bunch of scriptures on joy.
You want to go over the scriptures on joy now? Yeah, that was an awesome preach. Yeah. Check out that post we did, and you will be blessed. I'm going to start out. John 15:11. These things I've spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. I love that. Mm-hmm. Your turn, Sister Amin.
So I'm in the Old Testament. You're in the New Testament.
All right.
I got Psalm 30:5. For his anger endureth but a moment, in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning.
I like that. I like that one. Back to the book of John 16:22. And ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again.
Oh.
And your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you.
I like that. I will see you again.
Oh, yeah. He promised them he was going to return.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you imagine how they felt when he said that?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Isaiah 12:2-3. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also has become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation.
I love that. Yeshua, Jesus in Hebrew means salvation. I like that. John 17:13. And now come I to thee, and these things I speak into the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves.
Mm. Like that. Psalm 32:11. Be glad in the Lord, and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart.
Amen, amen.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're not upright in heart, you're not shouting for joy much.
Right, you're not going to have the joy, yeah.
Yeah.
Acts 13:52. And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. The joy comes from the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit.
I love that.
By the way, joy is inner calm and cheer. It's not rowdiness. It's not jumping up and down. It's not fleshliness. It's not screaming. It's not yelling. It's not laughing. It's not running in circles. It's inner calm and cheer. It means Kara. We have a Sister Kara.
Sister Kara, I was going to say.
And she models that very well.
She does.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Your turn, Sister Amin.
Psalm 35:9. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord. It shall rejoice in his salvation.
I like that. Joyful in the Lord. He is our joy. Mm-hmm. Romans 5:11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. I think you just read that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zephaniah 3:17.
Zephaniah.
The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing.
Oh, I like that. With singing. Joy with singing. Mm-hmm. 2 Corinthians 2:3. And I wrote the same unto you, lest when I came, I should have sorrow for them of whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all that my joy is the joy of you all. So joy in other believers, joy with other believers, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
We get the joy of the Lord. We also can give joy to each other by fellowship.
Right.
Yeah.
Isaiah 29:19, the meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
Rejoice in the Holy One of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what do I want? Colossians 2:5, for though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ.
Oh, I like that. Steadfast.
Steadfast. I like that word.
You could draw strength from somebody who's steadfast
yep.
because they're like consistent.
Amen.
They just hold. They keep doing it.
Amen.
I already read that one. Psalm 81:1. Sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. I love that joyful noise thing.
Yeah, joyful noise.
I like that.
How about this one? This one's kind of a, this is a mindful one. This one's kind of deep. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, the stake, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yeah,
he went to the stake for us.
He did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's not much to say about that. It says what it says.
No.
Yeah.
That's why we take the Lord's Supper. That's why we live the way we do. That's why we focus on the gospel, because Christ and his atonement for us is why we live in holiness and righteousness and obedience. We don't trample the blood by living in sin. We walk upright, worthy, and strive to be perfect, complete, and mature for his glory.
Mm-hmm.
Going off and living in sin is not for his glory.
No.
That's foolishness. That's what Baptists and evangelicals do.
Right. Psalm 89:15-16. Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. In thy name shall they rejoice all the day, and in thy righteousness shall they be exalted.
I like that. In the light of their countenance.
Mm-hmm.
How about James 1:2? My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptations. We should be joyful. Remember the disciples that got beat and they were rejoicing?
Yeah.
For the cause of Christ?
That ought to put us to shame if we don't rejoice when we have some persecutions,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Yeah. Isaiah 49:13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. How about 1 John 1:4? And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. You want to be full of joy? Follow and obey the Holy Spirit and the Word of God.
Amen.
That's another thing. You can have joy and peace. You can't get that when you live in sin over and over.
No, you can't.
There's no way.
You can't have that when you're in the
flesh. Holy Spirit will be convicting you if you live in sin over and over. You get joy and peace and comfort when you leave your sin and you're cleansed by it. And 1 John tells us, how do we get cleansed by our sin? I had to tell a man this today. He said, well, God forgives us of our sin. I said, if we walk in the light. That means
yeah.
if you're keeping the truth.
Can't be in the light.
Can't
yeah,
be in the light as you live in willful sin, yeah.
Right, you can't do both.
You got another one, Sister Amon. I have one more after yours.
Well, that's what I got from the Old Testament. I was just going to sneak into the New Testament
go for
and
it.
Grab one. Probably the one that you were going to read.
No, go for it.
You're probably going to read 3 John 4.
No, that's a good one.
Oh,
go for it.
Maybe you're going to read the other one. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth.
Yeah, I love that one. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You got to walk in the truth.
Like
gives,
light.
It gives the Father joy, and that will give us great comfort, great satisfaction, a great steadfastness when we're walking in the truth.
Well,
we live in sin, we're weak.
Yeah, and if we know it brings our Father joy,
Amen.
Our Savior joy of what we're doing, it will bring us joy to give him joy
Amen.
And peace.
How about Jude verse 24? Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy.
Ooh, exceeding
I like that.
Joy, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, we're going to leave it right there when it comes to joy. I have a whole article teaching on joy. Kara is the word, as we said. It's inner calm and peace. I hope you have that in your life. If not, got to ask yourself why. You're either not born of God, or if you're born of God but you don't have joy and peace, you're probably living in sin and lukewarmness, and you're not going to have that until you purge your vessel, cry out to God, and have Christ cleanse you, wash you in the word, and then you can have joy, unspeakable joy.
I got to have one more.
Go for it.
All right. This is one of the scripture verses I put in my, what do you call that?
Oh, it's on your storage drawers.
My storage drawers, yeah.
In our van.
I love this one. Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah, amen.
You know, there's a lot of depth to that, because if you have the joy, you have strength. There's like a stabling factor.
Yeah, because we have eternity to come, and nothing else can stop it. And the Lord, no one's greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And so, wow, why wouldn't we have joy? It's like we have this great inheritance coming that is not corruptible. It's incorruptible. And why would we not have joy over that? Because Christ shed his blood to procure it for us. Now we walk in his covenant, willingly working with him,
right?
Not against him by living in sin. We Amen. Work with him in unison because of what the Holy Spirit's doing in us.
And I have great joy that you came up with this idea to look up the scriptures.
Amen, amen.
So, hey, maybe I'll pick the next one.
Yeah, you pick the next one. We'll read a bunch of verses on it.
Yeah,
anything else from our today, Sister Amin?
It's been a long, good, hard-working day of all sorts of Titus 2 things.
And tomorrow,
we're going to be heading down the country roads.
Yep.
Shooting across the state.
Yep.
Just preaching the gospel along the way. Stopping, walking.
We might be flying some signs. Witness walking. We might be flying some signs.
Yeah.
And headed for our next event this weekend. Don't know which one it is going to be yet, but
yeah, we'll see.
We're working our way towards it, and our brother Zello, Sister Carr, and their little ones are really taking to van life, really enjoying it. It's a pleasure to have them with us because they love the Lord. They're flexible. They live to just serve God. They're not out here sightseeing, and seeing them rise up has been a great blessing.
They're all about the kingdom. I love that. Those who are his are about the kingdom.
Warms my heart. Check out the pictures to see those little ones in their little wagon while mom and dad are representing Christ. That just warms my heart.
What you said, I know we were going to quit, but one more thing. When we were standing outside the church there, you said, two men, two women, and two little children in a wagon, and they're afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, they had an armed gunman there, two guys with a Bible, two covered women, and two little kids in a wagon, and they're afraid to come out and talk to us about things of God.
I know. The little ones.
It clearly isn't. They aren't afraid of us and our physical stance. They're afraid because they know we're going to bring the word of God. Two Baptist men came out, and I gave them the gospel, and I gave them about eight reasons why their Baptist faith is unbiblical. They turned around and walked away without defending, using scripture, saying anything, because they're like a Mormon. When you witness to a Mormon, as soon as they know you're onto their false cult, they just shut down and they leave. They're told, don't argue because you're not going to win those people. Just turn around and leave. And when the Baptists know we're on to their false ways, they just turn around and leave. John 3:19-21, light has come. They got to go into the darkness.
Right.
They can't stand in the word.
And the joy of the Lord could be their strength also if
could
they
be.
Repent.
If only they would repent and come out of their false ways.
That's what we hope.
Man-made religion. My last verse, this verse just was ringing in my head today. 2 Timothy 4:3-5. For the time will come, we saw a couple thousand people today do this, they flee. The time will come where they'll not endure sound doctrine, Baptist faith, or any other man-made denomination, but after their own lusts, they're fleshly, they're lustful, they heap up themselves teachers, modern false pastors, having itchy ears. They only hear what they want to hear, and they please the people so they can have their big complex with multi-million-dollar buildings like the one we saw today. Inglewood Baptist Church, Jackson, Tennessee. They shall turn their ears away from the truth. Did they turn their ears away from truth today, Sister Amin?
They did.
And they shall be turned unto fables.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're living under, fables.
Christmas.
Man,
Easter. Good Friday. Easy believism. Faith alone. Grace alone. We're all sinners. We can keep sinning.
That was for that culture, not today.
Yeah, all of this
times.
Stuff.
Yeah.
All of this stuff that they've turned away to fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Today, we made full proof of our ministry.
I love that.
Yeah.
To the glory of God.
I thought about that verse today. So, yeah, we're going to leave it right there. Check out that link, And I think we'll have a travel video tomorrow if the Lord wills. And we're headed down the gospel road, preaching the Lord's word, defending it, contending for the faith, encouraging those that'll come out. And we know that God's word never goes out void. It always returns and does what
He wants it to do. Amen.
And I know what I want it to do. I want it to redeem people, because God does not want any to perish. And I have that same desire.
Right. Me too.
We hope that affects you in a positive way. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com. Check out followgospel.com, my brother's website. And we're pouring out truth. And we know lots of people are watching and listening to our edification audios and also the Ecclesia gatherings and the teachings. And we just have great joy spreading God's truth all over the wicked internet.
Oh, I know.
And sticking, I like to say, sticking a finger right in Satan's eye. We stand up at these places and he can't stop us.
Nope.
And we see his people get angry that we're there, but we're going to keep shining the light as long as God lets us do it.
Amen. Oh, yeah, brightly.
All right. We're going to leave it right there. We love you all.
Love you, sisters.
Set your eyes on the kingdom of God. Christ is coming, and he's going to redeem this earth for the Father. He's going to destroy everything that's not of him. I hope you are a sheep of God, not a goat.
Amen.
May God be praised.